The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, theflypod.com.
FlyPod.com. I'm Mark DeWitt. Welcome to Cover to Cover. Today we're talking to Andrea Kay about, well, if you're looking for a job, her book, This Is How to Get Your Next Job, an inside look at what employers really want. Well, she's here to talk just about that. Andrea, welcome.
Thank you, Mark.
And I should say, welcome back. It's great to see you again.
It's good to see you again. It's been a few years since last book.
A New York Times bestseller, too, I believe. Is that
correct? I'm not sure if it made it there, but it has been considered, they have been considered bestsellers on some of the other book evaluators, I guess, lists, book lists, yeah.
You know, you had a little bit of a foreword by Richard Bowles?
Right, Bowles.
Bowles.
Yes.
And he's saying, and if I should mention that his book is What Color's Your Parachute?
Right.
Which is a question. And, you know, he's pretty much endorsing your book, and he's saying, hey, I might not connect with you. You may connect with Andrea on her book. And, you know, he must have loved it. What do you think?
Yes, he told me that he would only endorse my book if he really believed in it and what I had to say. So coming from Richard Bowles, the author of the best-selling author of career books in history, I was really pleased and honored to have his endorsement.
Well, this book, This Is How to Get Your Next Job, a little different than most books that you might find out on the market on maybe what to do with a resume and things like that, I guess.
Well, my approach is talking about the thing that is the most difficult to ascertain that people don't really think about. And I'll tell you why I based it on this concept. When I went to, I have already written, I thought, everything there was to say about job hunting. Resumes, changing careers and job hunting, how to change a career, how to interview. And the thing that I noticed with my own clients and with people in general was that people were still having difficulty getting jobs. So I asked employers, I said, why didn't you hire the last 10 people you interviewed? And you know what every single one of them told me? They all said the same thing. They said, it's not because of the skills necessarily or the lack of skills. It's how people are. It's how they seem based on how they act. So that sounds kind of vague, and you know what does that mean? Well, it means that employers are looking at how you feel, how they are reacting to you as a person. And people think the most important part of their job search is, I got to have the right resume, I got to have the say the right words. But it really is more about being the person that you want to be, but also who employers want to see and feel good about. In other words, if they don't like you from before they even interview you to the through the interview and afterwards, if you don't come across as mature, having good judgment, all the things they're looking for, and we can talk more about that, then you're not going to get very far in this process. So this book really addresses what they look at and how you can influence your behavior, those more subtle things that people don't really put that much conscious thinking about too.
Wouldn't you say that's pretty much like when you walk into a room, or maybe when you meet somebody for the first time, you know almost immediately if you're going to like them or not? Or is that pretty much the same way that an employer looks at you?
Well, think about it. Yes, when you meet somebody, you have an immediate reaction. Not necessarily fair that you make that reaction, you make that immediate decision how you feel about somebody, but that's what we do as humans. So you can influence that. You can be friendly. You can be open. You can show what kind of person you are by not just your expressions and what you say, but how you look, what you wear, your manners, your overall sense of character and how you conduct yourself. All of that in a flash, absolutely, people are deciding how they feel about you. And you start demonstrating that way before somebody actually sees you. You begin to demonstrate that in your letter or email that you would send to an employer, by how your resume looks, by how you sound on the phone, by how you conduct yourself if you make it to an interview. And then third, how you conduct yourself, what you say, what you do, what you don't do after the interview. All of those are opportunities for you to influence that impression, that sense of who you are.
So an interview pretty much is the person will meet you for the first time. He might not really like you, like a person might meet somebody and they're like, well, you know, I just don't know about this person. Then after a while, the person grows on you, you get to know the person. In an interview, it's pretty much a fast track to do that, isn't it?
Well, it depends on the person and how much, how willing they are to get to know you, but they are keeping track and noting, maybe not consciously, things you do. For instance, one employer told me about a guy who came in and he was offered water. And the potential employee took the water, did not say thank you. Now, it sounds like a small thing, but that said a lot to this employer who puts a big emphasis on manners and how you treat other people. There are all kinds of things like that that go on that may seem small. Google used to have what they call an airplane test, and they probably do something similar now. They tell their people who are interviewing potential employees to ask this question of themselves: how would I feel if I was stuck with you in the airport for 2 hours? Would I feel interested in, would I be interested in what you're saying? Would I want to hang out with you? So those are things they may not consciously be asking themselves, like the Google airport test was doing, but that is really what's going on in the mind of the employer. They're thinking, is he or she a good fit? But what they're really saying is, how do I feel about you? Do I want to hang out with you all day? Or would I feel bored? Would I feel depressed? Would I feel frustrated with you because of the way you seem, the way you're acting now, the way you're not getting back to me after we had an interview, which may demonstrate lack of follow-up, lack of caring? Those are all little clues that they're adding up in their head.
You know, I guess as being interviewed by somebody, if I were looking for a job, I think I'd want that guy across the table for me to maybe instead of inviting me for a glass of water, maybe he suggested maybe I could have a beer. Probably not a good idea.
No, not a great idea. And there was a guy in my book out in San Francisco who told me a story similar to that. He had had a young man in for an interview, and the interview was going great, and it was dinner time, so they took a break. And he indicated to the young man, over in the refrigerator, there's some things that we have to drink, including beer, if you'd like. And the young man took him up on the beer. And it really was not a smart thing to do. You don't want to have alcohol during an interview. It really can potentially affect how you speak. And so that was a small thing, but it told the interviewer a lot about that guy.
All right, this is how to get your next job. Of course, your last book was what?
My last book was Work's a Bitch and Then You Make It Work. And the one before that was Life's a Bitch and Then You Change Careers.
Yeah, I think that that was the one that I had the last interview with you, I think. Then You Change the Careers, I think. Life's a Bitch, Then You Change Careers, I think that was.
Right, that was two books ago, yes. Three books ago.
So, you know, you'd mentioned earlier that you thought you wrote everything possible on how to succeed to getting that job. Then you come out with This Is How to Get Your Next Job. Why did you, or what made you think that, you know, you should maybe write a new book?
Well, I sat down to write this in 2000, I think it was 11 or 12, somewhere in there. Maybe even a little sooner than that. I was keeping notes and noting and observing how people were acting. And I remember there was a lot of conversation going on at that time because we were in the midst of the recession. People were doing a lot of reports on jobs and lack of and how people weren't getting jobs. And I remember hearing on the radio these interviews with people saying things like, well, I sent out 150 resumes and I didn't get anywhere. And I'd be yelling at the radio, don't do that. And then I'd hear people say things like, well, what kind of job do you want? And the person would say, well, I kind of like would maybe want something where I use my people skills and maybe my computer skills, kind of like that. And I'd scream at the radio, don't say that. So I'm noting and noticing how poorly people are conducting themselves. And then my husband, who has a small business, was trying to hire somebody. And after a year and a half, he gave up. And he gave up because nobody was qualified, not skill-wise, but in the things we have been discussing, in their demonstration of maturity, their demonstration of follow-up, their passion about what he did. They didn't even investigate his website. They didn't respond to his email or his call for 2 weeks. And then when they would come in, they would focus on, what are you going to pay me? So these people were demonstrating the wrong attitudes, the wrong character. The way they were being made him think, you're not, you know, you're not what I'm looking for. So between him being so frustrated after a year and a half and interviewing maybe 100 people and hearing how people were acting, that I got to dig into this a little more. And so I actually wrote a column first on it, in which I interviewed employers and discovered what I had suspected, which is that it's not what people know. It's not their lack of or the wrong degree or the wrong skills. It's how they are being, and therefore how they're acting that is getting in the way. And this is a subject that is, you hear people talk about it, around it. They refer to it as soft skills, as if they don't really matter. And yet what is the most important and what does matter most are these things. And so I thought, I've got to shine a bright light on this subject because it's really harming people, especially at a time when they are suffering most.
You know, during that downtime, I heard a lot of people, when they lost their job, that they're looking for something that pays as much as they were making, or they will not take the job. They would not take, you know, the job. They just weren't offered enough money. I think if you have that job and you've been in it for years and years, you know, I don't think that a lot of times, I could be wrong, but that you're going to make as much as you did, you know, before you were laid off or fired because of a recession.
It really depends. You know, it depends on what the profession is. It depends on what level you're going in, what the need is. For people changing careers, typically, I will say to most of them, you're going to start at the bottom here. But it really depends on what you're doing. And there was a woman that I interviewed for my Life's a Bitch and Then You Change Careers book who went into, I think it was public relations. She was out in California, and she went in at a low level, but very quickly, within a year, got up to her salary that she was getting in her previous profession because she demonstrated how mature, how valuable, what a great problem solver she was. And she was able to move into the next role up very quickly because of her previous experience, which may not have been exactly what she was doing, but she had the judgment. She had the wherewithal. She knew how to be a professional, and it showed, and the employer rewarded her for that.
Andrea, you know, without giving too much away from the book, what do employers really look for?
Well, here's what they want. They want the right combination of education, experience, and skills. They would love it if you have all that. But they're also, and more importantly, or just as important, are the right traits, qualities, and attitudes that will make you efficient, that will make for a cooperative, enjoyable workplace and environment. So in other words, yes, you should have the right degree. That would be great, whatever that is. It would be great if you had all the skills, but if you're right out of school, you're not going to have a lot of skills. They won't be honed yet. And so they're not looking necessarily for that. They're looking for those traits and qualities that will make you motivated, that will make you passionate. Employers, after another, told me that if you are in competition with somebody who has the exact same skills and education, but you have the right attitude, you're going to be the one that I'm going to hire. And if you don't have the right skills and education, but you got the right attitude, I'm going to hire you over that other person, because I can't teach them attitude. I can't teach them those traits, those character traits that I am judging you on. I can teach you skills, and I can teach you how to do your job. And those character traits, you know, there was this guy in one of my interviews who told me about when he was trying to hire somebody. He asked this young man to send him writing samples. And the young man, it took him weeks to get back, so he finally did. And when he sent them, they were full of typographical errors. And the young man called up the employer and said, well, why didn't you get back to me? What did you think? And the employer said, well, quite honestly, I wasn't very impressed because of the typos. And he said, well, I was in a hurry because you said you wanted the stuff, so I sent you the wrong file. Well, what's important to remember here is that employers aren't judging you on your intentions. They're judging you on your actions. And so your actions have to be thought through. What that said to this employer is, this guy is not really good with details, and my business is all about details. So again, it goes back to judgment and how you seem based on how you act. That's what they are looking for. People who have qualities such as maturity, good judgment, open to feedback, flexible, follow through, takes initiative, passion, clear thinker, cares about details. These are all things that, guess what, you get to demonstrate before they even meet you.
You know, and I hear people after an interview, and maybe they don't get that job that they were looking for, say, you know what, I had a lot more experience, I had a lot more knowledge than this other person. But if they would have had your book, This Is How to Get Your Next Job, it might have opened their eyes to maybe some things that they could have done better, I guess.
People tell me that all the time who have read the book. They say, wow, I didn't realize I was doing this. Because the book not only talks about these issues, it gives you concrete exercises to see how you're doing things. I have one exercise in there called Would You Hire You? And so I make you think through, what are you doing? What are you not doing? I've got chapter after chapter in there about the 10 things to never do, the 15 things to never talk about or say, what never to wear, and on the other side, on the flip side, what to say, what to wear, and what to do so that you will come across as this flexible, respectable, responsible, mature person who wears clothes that say so, that takes actions in this whole interview process that demonstrate that, and that from the beginning to the end, you create a brand, if you will, which is really just a continuation of doing and showing over and over again with each experience that you are what you say you are. But that's really an important part too of this process. And I have a great exercise to help you do that, is to figure out, well, what is it that I want them to see and know about me? My exercise, how do you want them to see you after you leave the room exercise, helps you do that, to figure out, well, if I want them to see me like this, what do I need to say? How do I need to look? What do I need to wear? How do I need to be in all my interactions? People don't think about that things. They're so busy just getting their resume out, making sure it's perfect, which of course it should be. But that's not really what this is about. This is about thinking about your actions, your attitudes, and how those get demonstrated over and over again.
Andrea, your book, This Is How to Get Your Next Job, almost sounds like not only something to read, but it almost sounds like a workbook, too.
It is, very much. All of my books are workbooks. Because I really want you to think through these things I'm saying and make them applicable to you. So, you know, I make you sit down and think about, what is it that when I leave the room with this employer, they're going to remember about me? What stories will they remember? So I make you sit down and figure out stories, not so that you are not saying things like, well, I'm a really good team player, on your resume or in your words. Because if you're in an interview and they say, well, tell me more about that, you don't want to just leave them with, well, you know, I work really well with others. I'm really good at being on a team. Give them an example. But believe me, you will not be able to come up with a good, concise, precise example if you haven't thought it through, if you haven't thought through the language that will help them remember after you leave the room, hey, that's the guy who, and to go back and remember that story. So the book really forces you to do your homework so that you are prepared.
Sounds like you've done a lot of research on this book. It's been years in the making. How has the interview process changed through the years for companies?
Well, I think there's maybe different kinds of testing. There's more of an emphasis on how you react to things. I still think, though, bottom line, employers are always looking at people and for the same kinds of things we've talked about here. They may go about it differently. They may be using an electronic method to do that. But they can be picky, and there are a lot of good people out there, and they are demanding to know, why should I hire you? And you better be prepared to demonstrate that through showing that you've done your homework, that you know about the company, that you're motivated to want to work here because you've investigated the company, and two, you've thought through how what they need you can deliver through past, potential future, and through stories that will help them see that. So I think they're getting more picky because they can be, and they are expecting you to come in better prepared. And yet I don't think most people are, for the most part, because they think they can wing it. Or they speak in generalities and don't really think, what does it mean to say I'm a people person? Which is one of those things on my list that I say, do not say that. Do not say it because everybody says it. Think about what that means for you. How are you a so-called people person? What does that mean and how will that make a difference? So you really have to think through what it means and how it's going to, that's the other big thing. Think like the employer. Quit thinking about what I want them to know, but think about what do they need and how do I supply data and how do I act that helps them see that I have what they need.
You know, some people can get information by reading, by sitting down reading a book. Some people, it's like, gosh, you know, it's just so tough for me to sit here and read. Have you ever thought about putting maybe your books on audio, or would that work?
They are on audio. There is a company that if you go to the website, my website, or you go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, you'll see a button there that allows you to purchase it in audio form. It is not my voice. They hired an actress or a person who does that for a living. But the whole book is right there.
So what was the process with your involvement on an audio book?
Not much. I wanted it to be more involved. I would have loved to have read my own book because I think I'm the most passionate person who understands how every line should be read. But they do this for a living, and they basically contacted me through my agent, I believe, and said, you know, do you like this person's voice that we've chosen? And I listened to it and said, fine. And that was the end of that. So I didn't really have much input.
You know, social media is huge nowadays. You just mentioned your website, but I need to know what it is. And do you do Twitter? Do you do other things? How do you get information out to people?
I am at Andrea K. That's KY.com. AndreaK.com. That's my website. And on my website, there is a contact form that you can fill out. Takes you about 2 minutes to send to me to tell me if you're looking for customized one-on-one career consultations. I do that. You can write me through LinkedIn. You can write me through Twitter, my fan page on Facebook. But the most direct way, the thing that I check daily, as opposed to those other things I may not check daily, is my email, where your contact form would come through Andrea K, that's KAY.com.
And if you have a business, I'm sure you go to businesses also and give talks?
I will work with businesses. I do work with businesses who have, who want to instill the same thinking in their employees, because what we've talked about here today is so applicable to getting ahead in your job, to getting a promotion, to being recognized for what you do. A lot of people come to me saying they aren't giving me what I want. And then we analyze and evaluate, well, how are you coming across? What are you saying? What are you doing? What stories do you tell? Does your boss even know how great you are? So I will work with individuals or companies to help that do that. I will also work with companies who need to let people go, but want to give them assistance in preparing themselves and being great interviewers and strategically conducting a job search.
Well, the book is This Is How You Get Your Next Job, An Inside Look at What Employers Really Want by Andrea Kay. You know, after reading this book, This Is How to Get Your Next Job, I have the confidence that I could go in there and yes, I know what to do to get that next job. Andrea, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to Cover to Cover. I've been your host, Mark DeWitt, along with Andrea Kay, author of her brand new book, This Is How to Get Your Next Job, An Inside Look at What Employers Really Want. To access this or other audio programming, visit our website, theflypod.com.